like a dump would be round, you know, you can't take your greens out, and then your dumplings would be in there in that juice, and you call it pot liquor.
I see. And did you ever maybe mix some up with just water and salt, and it'd come out, and you'd cook in a deep dish, and it'd come out real soft on your plate, like mashed potatoes?
No, I never cooked none that way, I don't believe.
Yeah, spoon bread, you ever make spoon bread?
No, well, yeah, I make spoon bread now, but I fry mine in hot water with it, hot water.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, how do you make spoon bread?
Well, you make it the same way, only you make it soft enough, and you put it, to have your grease hot, instead of making it out with your hand, you take a spoon it in there, what's called spoon, but you make it salty, you do if you want to go make it up in your pan, home bread.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, did you ever maybe take a kind of a little round thing and drop it, dip fry it in deep fat? Maybe you'd eat these with fish or seafood?
Yeah. Well, that's what you call the...
You might put green...
Hot pepper.
Green pepper or onion?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, but think about it.
Hush puppies.
Yeah, hush puppies.
You eat them?
Yeah.
Okay. And did your mother ever cook any ashes? Did you ever cook any in the ashes?
No, I never did. We hate to have a doctor that lived on basic cooking ashes. Cook bread in ashes.
Yeah.
Put in the rain. Put in ashes.
Yeah.
Baked potatoes in the ashes in the fireplace.
Now, the kind you cook up real and you put in a skillet, now what's that? You just might cook it in a big flat,
Well, that'd be a hoe cake.
Yeah, this is cornmeal.
Well, you can call it a cornball. It'd be the same thing. You make corn patty, the same way.
I see. Yeah. It'd be a flat thing?
Be a flat thing.
Any bigger ones?
Bigger
ones.
And put a little grease and turn it, just take the thing, turn it over, cook it on both sides.
I see.
Yeah.
What's a corn dodger?
The same thing as that. Well, some call it kind of corn dodger, corn patties or corn dodger. Some call it one thing, some another.
They're squares
of just meal and stuff. You know, you cut them and pick them any way you want to. You can make them round or make them long or just any way you kind of want to cook them. Some call them corn dodgers or hush puppies or, you know, things like that. Everybody has a different name, you know, most of the things.
Yeah. Now some you might just cook up, you know, just old cornbread or something like that. You might cook in a skillet with cornmeal, salt, and water in a skillet.
Yeah.
All that what?
What do you call that? Mush.
Mush.
Mm-hmm.
I see. What was that?
That's the same thing. Cornmeal and hot water. You stir your meal in that. You want to put onions in, you put in that. And cook and stir it in. This is what you call a mush, you know. You take a spoon, dip it out.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like mashed potatoes.
Uh-huh. Did you ever make any kush? You ever hear that stuff?
Well, that's the same thing as what we was talking about. Some call it one thing, some call it the other. Everything, kind of like that.
Now, when you kill a hog, can you tell me what you make out of the hog?
Well, you kill the hog, and you save the intestines, you don't stuff the sausage in.
What do you call those intestines?
Just call them hog intestines, you know.
Chitlins.
Chitlins, you know, intestines. What do they call the big ones? Chitlins, the little ones, intestines, you know. Okay. And you take the head of your feet and you boil it till they come off the bone.
Uh-huh.
And you made that, you press that out, you put vinegar and pepper in it. You put that in a big round pan, they put a lid on it. They call that sauce, hog head cheese, we call it.
That was the head, the meat from the head?
That's the head from the meat and the feet. You take the feet and the head and you cook them till they come off the bone.
Uh-huh.
And you take the hand back there, put sage and vinegar in it, and you call that hog head cheese. Or some call it saff, some say hog head cheese.
Uh-huh.
And the other hogs, you cut it up, and you take, if you want a rib, you know, they take the ribs out and split them, you know, have ribs. Or if they wanted a ham, or there's ham, they have one over here at the front part, they call it a shoulder. And if you wanted to cook it that fresh, you did. If you didn't, you'd put it in salt for about two weeks or something like that. And then you took it up, you washed it, you dipped it in hot water, go out here in the field, get some bear grass, you know what I'm talking about, you know what they have.
Bear grass?
Yeah. And you take that for a string, you stick a hole in it, in that way, you take that, run through that, tie it up, and you dip it in hot water in a pot. Have a pot of boiling water. And you put it out of that salt, and you dip it in that, and you put this on a long pole, and you smoke out, what they call the smoke out. And if it was a dirt floor, you didn't have to have a thing around, but if it's a wood floor, you had a wooden box around in there, and it filled it full of dirt. And then you went and got hickory and smoked that. Never mind, you put a little smoke and hang this up over. Well, they'd smoke it so many days, when they got through smoking it, they took it down and packed it in shelves. Mm-hmm. Keep flies from getting in.
Mm-hmm.
If you want any kind of meat, you went out there and got it. The sausage, you wanted sausage, you ran them up, you cleaned the little intestines, we call them, and then you had a sausage meal, you could stuff it, you know. Just went in there and stuffed the sausage, and then you hung them up and smoked them, and put them down in lard, put them in a big long jar, and you pour lard over that, and it keep just as fresh for nearly a year. That way.
Did you ever make something from the liver, maybe by cooking it and grinding it up?
No, I never did make anything out of the liver. I never did make what they call liver.